Yeah, so the author continues in the next shloka. Nalikanikashapadahatabhyam Nana vimohadinibharakabhyam Namajjanabhishtatatipradabhyam Namo namashri gurupadukabhyam. So here the second line is Nana vimohadi. In the link it is Nari vimohadi. Both are almost same. So Namo namashri gurupadukabhyam. I prostrate. I offer my prostrations at the Guru Paduka, which has so and so qualities. The first is Nalika Nikasha Pada Hritabhyam. So which has been worn or touched or graced by the lotus like feet of my Guru. Nalika Nikasha Pada Hritabhyam. Hritabhyam is said, Dhritabhyam is also said. Pada Dhritabhyam means which has been touched or worn. Pada Hritabhyam means which has been used. So it's almost the same thing. So Nalikam means like lotus. So lotus like feet. So the feet is compared to lotus because of various reasons. The one thing is a lotus is always like, as the lotus is very beautiful and blooming, similarly the Guru's Padas are like always blissful, always like it's the state of the Guru. The state of the Guru is always blissful, the Guru is ever happy. As well as, even as the lotus is wide, similarly the compassion of the Guru is also wide. The Guru is so compassionate, so that in order to help people. And yet another thing what we can tell is the normal analogy used for lotus is a jnani while doing activities in the world, he is unaffected by the activities even as a lotus flower. Lotus, the leaf of the lotus is untainted by water though it is in water. The lotus leaf, lotus is stays in water. The lotus leaf is in water but still it is not wet by water. Similarly, the jnani is in the world, acting in the world, but still he is unaffected by it. So the lotus-like feet, we can say that it denotes all these things, like the compassionate nature of the Guru, blissful nature of the Guru, as well as the witness or witnesshood, sakshi state of the Guru while doing all activities. So if we seek refuge in such a Guru whose feet we offer our prostrations to the Paduka which has been blessed by such a feat, then we'll get benefits out of that feat. So one, if we consider the lotus as indicating compassion, then we will get the grace of the Guru. We will become eligible to get the compassion of the Guru so that he will lead us in the right way. If it is bliss, then we will be granted bliss. We will be given bliss through the proper way of knowledge by the Guru. And if we consider that the Sakshi Bhavam of the Guru is meant, then the Guru will take us to a level where we will also become Sakshi of all our activities. And then the second is Nana Vimohadi Ivarakabhyam. Nana, if you use, then different. Mohadi means delusions. Different types of delusions. Nivarakabhyam, which removes. So a person who offers his prostration at the feet of the at the Guru Padaka, for such a person, he will get rid of all the delusions in his mind. If we say Nari Vimohadi, then it means delusion like Nari, like women. So we can, both the readings make sense there. But the thing is, if a person offers his prostrations at the Guru Padaka, he is devoted to the Guru Padaka, then it will ensure that he gets rid of all delusions. The delusions, like as per Shankara, there are delusions can be classified as only two. One is the delusion of wealth, and then the second is the delusion of women. One denotes like objects, and the second denotes pleasure. So that is what Shankara says in the second and third shloka of Bhajagovindam about Nari as well as about width. Vittam. Vittam means wealth. So those are the like Kamini, Kanchanam, it is said. Kamini means women and Kanchanam means wealth. So Moodajahihi Dhanagama Trishna Kuru Sadbuddhim Manasi Vitrishna Yellabase Nija Karmopatam Vittam Tena Vinodaya Chittam. For wealth, how a person has to do? Moodajahihi Dhanagama Trishna. Give up your thirst for more and more wealth. Moodajahihi Dhanagama Trishna Kuru Sadbuddhim Manasi Vitrishna Kuru Sadbuddhim. Like, create, like, you make your mind or intellect pure and devoid of Trishna, devoid of excessive thirst. Yallabase nija karma upatam. Through your normal activities, whatever you get. Vittantena vinodaya chittam. Whatever wealth you get through normal activities, be happy and content with that. That is the attitude a person should have through wealth, the delusion of wealth. And the delusion of women. Nari stanapara nabi vesham drishtva maga moha vesham etan mamsa vasadi vikaram manasi vichintayam varam varam. Like nari stanapara nabi vesham, like don't get deluded in the various body parts of the women. So nari stanapara, her breast, navel, as well as private part, don't get deluded by it. Nari stanabara nabi vesham drishtva, having seen all this, maga moha avesham. Don't get deluded by looking at the body parts of a woman. Etan mamsa vasadi vikaram. These are all made of fat, flesh, etc. Manasi vichintaya varam varam. Again and again repeat in your mind that all these are made up of fat, flesh, etc. So don't go for, get deluded into those. So those are the main two types of vimo or moham we can have. And if a person prostrates at the feet of the guru, then without any effort it automatically falls down by the grace of the guru. That is the greatness of the Guru Paduka, which will help a person get rid of all the delusions. Namat jana bhishta tati pradabhyam. For people who prostrate the Guru Paduka, it will tati pradabhyam, abhishta tati pradabhyam. Whatever they seek, whatever wishes they have, whatever desires they have, that will be fulfilled. So it often happens that people who come to Amma with whatever desires, that gets fulfilled. Amma fulfills all worldly desires. Only when it comes to moksha, any Mahatma will think twice, because moksha is not something that can be easily given. So that requires a lot of eligibility criteria, etc. Worldly things they will very easily give. So if a person really offers himself at the Guru Padaka, then whatever wishes are there in his mind, whatever desires are there, that will get fulfilled. So it's the same as what Krishna says in Gita, that ye yata mam prapadyante tam satayva bhajamyaham. Whoever worships in me in whatever form, I appear to them in that form. If a person seeks the Lord in the form of wealth, he'll get wealth. In the form of fame, he'll get fame. So whatever desires a person has, he will get that, if there is real devotion and offering. So if a person surrenders to the Guru Paduka, any Guru Paduka, then through the Guru's grace, all his wishes, all his desires will get fulfilled. It's beyond doubt. That is what this shloka says. So when a person, the Guru Paduka, if I offer my prostrations to the Guru Paduka, which bears the lotus-like feet of the Guru, which gets me out of all delusions, and which fulfills desires of the devotees or people who surrender to it. So the next shloka is Nrapali Mauli Vrajaratna Kanti Saridviraja Jashakanyakabhyam Nrapadvadabhyam Nataloka Pantehe Namo Namashri Guru Padukabhyam. So again I offer my prostrations to the Guru. Here there are two analogies. The Guru Paduka is compared with two things. One is Nrapadvadabhyam Nataloka Pantehe. Like, for people who prostrated, nata loka panteye, for people who prostrate and offer themselves at the Guru Padaka, nrpadvadabhyam, nrpatvadabhyam, nrpatvam, nrpa means king, nrpatvam means kingship. So it gives kingship to a person who prostrates himself at the feet of the at the Guru Padaka. So a person who prostrates the Guru Padaka, that will guarantee him, give him kingship. Kingship need not be a particular king of a particular territory, but he'll become king of the mind. He'll become king of his own sense organs. He'll become king of his ego. Thereby he'll be able to control them better. And the second analogy that is made is Nrpali Mauli Vrajaratna Karti Saridviraja Jashakanya Kabhya. The Guru Paduka, Padukas are two, right? Because feet are two. So the two Padukas are like Jashakanya Kabhyam. It is like two young fishes in water, Saridvirajat, that which is there in water. So it is like two fishes in the water. It is shining in the water. Shining in water or river, which has like the jewels of like Nrpali Mauli Vraja Ratna Kanti. The ratnam that is there in the crown of various kings who prostrate to it. That means these two, the padukas are like young fishes in water, and these padukas are that upon which like kings offer their various kings salute this the padukas. That means the jewel in their crown is offered to this paduka. That means like when kings bow down, their crown also comes near to the feet and the jewels shine. So this two like Guru Paduka is as if two fishes in the river where various kings prostrate. So this is a very beautiful comparison, and again this means that various kings consider their crown. Crown is the biggest part of the king. Crown as well as the jewels in the crown as something which is poorer to the Guru Paduka. So the Guru Paduka has a higher value than the crown of kings. So that also, this also means that